Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping on the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And let's not forget everybody that's working out there right now, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can join us on Facebook. Follow us over there at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And the website for the show is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and find out all the different things that we got going on. And joining us right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, hour number two. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
How would you like to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we underline and emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, last hour we talked a lot about, of course, Sidney Powell and the fact that she's still on the job and everybody's anticipating what's going to happen there. And we get it. We appreciate that. It's definitely things are going to happen very quickly. I'm sure we're going to hear about all kinds of breaking news today and tomorrow. Because tomorrow is Friday, and that's when a couple of states, anyway, have to certify the results, correct?
That's right. Exactly right. And so, obviously, that makes it much more imperative that it turns up the clock here. Absolutely.
Now, there is a limited recount going on right now, costing the president's campaign $3 million in Wisconsin, in some areas where they think they had some trouble, based on, again, registration versus voters that voted, more voters than there were registered voters, and that's always going to present a problem. And we're going to start to see some more of this and hear some more about this. Now, the Pennsylvania High Court also, by the way, is going to hear the Trump challenge to the thousands of votes that we've heard brought out there, because, again, they were brought in after the 8 p.m. deadline that was set by the legislature that the Secretary of State allowed those votes to be counted.
Well, right. And again, that's one of the reasons why you have rules. And otherwise, is it 2 minutes after the 8 p.m.? Is that okay? Or is it 20 minutes after the, you know, in other words, if the poll workers are actually doing the not following correct procedure, well, that means we're not following the rules of the election. It's not a valid election then.
Now, here in Florida, where we got it right, thank God, we're now the shining example for the rest of the country to figure out how to do an election right, because, again, our guys, for the most part, had it done by 7:30 and officially over and done with by 9 o'clock. We knew who won, we knew what the plurality was, and that was it. End of story. See ya.
stopped.
DeSantis say that we were done with shutdowns. That was not going to happen, because that's the other part of this from Biden, is a shutdown. We heard that that just isn't going to happen. And by the way, we've also heard from the places where they're shutting down again that the businesses are saying, that's it, we're done. We can't survive this. We're out of business. So the people that can afford to are moving out of the state, out of the areas, going somewhere different.
Well, that's right. It's a 1-2 punch. And the reason why this 1-2 punch is going to be so devastating, Captain, is because Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat Party officials all decided to keep the aid from the American people. It's just that simple. And now, of course, we hear Joe Biden calling for the passage of the $2.4 trillion stimulus package, but that's all for Nancy's friends. That's not just for the people who really need it. I say call for passing a stimulus for the people who actually need it right now. That's the only way.
There you go. And hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. By the way, here's a story that's just floating in right now across the wire. It's on Newsmax. The Durham probe is moving full steam ahead, according to a source familiar with the investigation. He's saying that U.S. Attorney John Durham's probe into all things going on are moving at full speed right now. I sure hope so. All right. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is...
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And let me just remind you, this portion of the program brought to you by one of our favorite sponsors. And, of course, that favorite sponsor happens to be Auto Glass America. And remember, in the times that we're currently living in, somebody needs to give you a break. Now, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 when you get your windshield replaced by telling them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty on the windshield, and you get $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand at the time that they do the service. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you, and make sure you get that $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand when you get that brand new windshield from Auto Glass America. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. All righty. Let's see here. Back to the mix. We were talking about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and the fact that there are some people that in 5 different cities, predominantly Democrats, that want a mandatory mask mandate all across the state, this, that, and the other. It's not, I don't see it happening. The governor is already pretty emphatic on what he said when this was last brought up, that it's up to the individual cities. If they want to do it, so be it. But the state was not going to have a mandate, and I get it, and I appreciate that, and that's the way it should be.
Well, right. Well, here's what I think could be a real possibility, and that is under a Biden administration, they'd be calling, of course, for a national mask mandate. But if states like Florida would not want to comply with that,
yeah,
who knows? They may want to try to
but
stop the federal funding.
But here's the deal.
Yeah.
Can a president say we need to have a mandatory federal mask mandate everywhere and anywhere? Does it mean anything?
Well, even Joe Biden himself, early on, Captain, talking about this, said, well, he didn't think a president could do it constitutionally.
They can't.
That's right.
They can't.
But he could certainly urge the governors to do that, and then they could make some other consequences if they don't follow suit.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is that more than 3 million people now are believed to be contagious with COVID-19. But, again, I caution everybody when you hear a statement like that, because just because you tested positive for the coronavirus or COVID-19 does not mean you're walking around out there, oh, they're going to be so sick, oh, they're going to be in the hospital, oh, it's going to be terrible, it's going to be this. Do you know, Kyle, that you can worry yourself into being sick?
Oh, that's absolutely the truth. Absolutely.
It's a mental state, and you can actually, oh, my God, I tested positive. I'm sick. You can actually worry yourself into being sick.
Well, and we're kind of being terrified into being sick.
Well, maybe you are. I'm not.
Yeah, well, but the idea, the whole attitude is sort of going that direction, as opposed to having a can-do attitude. Yes, the virus is real. Yes, it can be very dangerous, but yet we need to be able to find ways to move forward, live with it, and not have it destroy our lives.
And here's where the rubber meets the road. We heard yesterday the Pfizer vaccine, which now is reportedly 95% effective, could start before Christmas. It could be in the pharmacies before Christmas.
Well, right, and in some cases, they may have to have some special, containers for that. They have to keep it at a low temperature, I believe, this kind of thing. So that's why the distribution logistics of it will be so very important.
Now, you know who Tommy Tuberville is, right?
Right, right.
Congressman-elect out of Alabama.
Right.
He said, despite COVID-19's danger, it's better if we return to school and start playing sports. Couldn't agree with him more.
Well, again, you know, the idea of...
herd mentality.
Well, the herd immunity is now being essentially poo-pooed as a fringe idea.
It's not true. Not a fringe idea at all. It worked for a country called Sweden.
Well, and exactly. But also, I think for the last 5,000 years or something, that's the way human beings have survived numerous different kinds of illnesses and viruses.
Yeah, what did we do when we had the Hong Kong flu, the Asian flu, the flu, and all this other crap that was around? Did we board all the windows up and go home? No.
Nope, not at all. But you see, that's why the political element to all this is so very important. And I think the Democrat party elite, you know, saw a real opportunities to scare people and then also to introduce the mail-in voting thing.
You know how you can tell a Democrat?
How's that?
When you're driving down the road and they've got a mask on inside their car with their air conditioner going.
Well, right, exactly.
That's a Democrat.
Well, but again, that's part of the being terrified by a lot of the information that comes out.
Yeah, because what they're doing is they're recycling the air inside the car, thinking that, oh, this is going to keep me free and safe with my mask on. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, but it becomes such a matter of course. And by the way, Captain, just real briefly, a lot of these TV shows that are coming back now, the previews that I'm seeing for some of these
shows, they're wearing masks.
They're all wearing masks. And I'm wondering, you know, and I understand the reflecting reality and this kind of thing, but a lot of people watch television to escape what's sort of going on because it's fun to watch another story and sort of forget about your daily cares. But now suddenly every TV show we watch, we're all going to be reminded we just live in a mask world. I wonder how that's going to work sort of psychologically with people. It makes it not so much fun, to watch TV.
I don't know, but the key thing to what's going on right now in America, and what we need to do is we need voter reform. We need real voter reform because of what we saw happen, correct?
Sure, of course, yeah.
So, therefore, the congressional number for your congressman, 202-224-3121, that's 202-224-3121, that's your congressman. If you want to get in touch with your senator by going to the Washington switchboard, that's 202-225-3121, that's 202-225-3121, that's for your senator. Now, that's what you do. You start there. But you can also, because a lot of them are home right now, you can also get a hold of them at their local office or set up an appointment. Maybe you want to go set an appointment to talk to them and take a group of your people with you. Take your group with you. Say you're, retired teachers, retired bus drivers, retired truck drivers, retired railroad workers. Take some of your group with you and go have a meeting and say, look, here's the deal. We need election reform. It needs to be number one on the issue. What are you going to do about it? And pin them down. Pin them down.
Well, exactly right. Because, again, you have to make your voice heard. And the more that they know, for example, they know if a certain number of people contact them, they must be speaking for a much larger number out there who aren't contacting them. And so they take it very seriously.
Yeah, and we have 28 states that are run by Republicans, Republican leadership. And when it comes time to vote in the Congress, if they do for president, every state gets one vote, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
28 Republican states, 22 Democratic states. I don't expect the Republicans to do anything other than vote for a Republican candidate. But then that leaves the Senate open. That could be a horse of a different color. Because, again, we talked about this, and somebody sent me an email. You wouldn't know. Or, I mean, several emails yesterday. What do you mean, President Trump, if he gets beat in the Senate, could be the vice president? Because I'm telling you, they could nominate him in the Senate, and he could wind up getting elected the vice president.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. There's all kinds of weird
things. This is crazy.
Yeah, but the key factor, though, is that the Constitution and the framers, you know, those horrible framers of the Constitution way
yep.
back when, they put together a system that was self-correcting like this, and there is a mechanism to decide who's going to be president.
All right, and I've got a request, so I'm going to do this again. Somebody wants to hear this. I bet you know who it is, but I played Bobby Palermo last hour when I went to break. So here we go, about 60 seconds of Bobby Palermo. Kyle, hang on, folks. We'll be right back.
Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug makers Pfizer and BioNTech announced Wednesday that after the completion of the Phase 3 trial of their coronavirus vaccine, it was found to be 95% effective without serious safety concerns observed. Pfizer says they will ask the Food and Drug Administration for emergency use approval at the end of the week. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines should be ready to go by the end of the year.
By the end of December, we expect to have about 40 million doses of these two vaccines available for distribution.
That's good news coming on a grim day in the pandemic as the country passes 250,000 confirmed deaths from COVID. There was an average of 1,167 deaths from the disease per day last week. An additional 77,000 Americans remain hospitalized, and the country is averaging around 160,000 new COVID cases a day. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Farrah and Farrah. Now, the injury law experts at Farrah and Farrah measure their success by only one thing, and that's your success. And since opening their doors in 1979, Farrah and Farrah has won over $1 billion for their clients. Now, they have offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton, and their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans that can work with the military members. Now, Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around, and they're dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So, whether you've been injured in a car crash, a truck accident, a slip or fall on the job, or whatever the situation is, you can trust that Farrah and Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly and get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Just go to their website, farrahandfarrah.com. That's spelled F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com. Or you can call them 24-7 at 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707 for Farrah and Farrah. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, Ted Cruz has been tearing it up when it comes to Facebook and Twitter and then, of course, Google. And he said, and I quote, Facebook, Twitter, and then Google pose the single greatest threat to what we have in free speech.
Well, certainly when you have somebody else literally controlling the platform, and they have every right to be in business and develop a platform, that's fine. But the particular, like, for example, in the case of Twitter, I think as he was going after Jack Dorsey the other day, if they enjoy certain protections for liability and speech and so forth, as an open platform, that's one thing. But if they suddenly become, as Senator Cruz pointed out rightly, that they become a publisher, that is to say that they are now filtering or deciding what is going to be on their platform. And, of course, we're not talking about hate speech or child pornography or these kinds of things that are obviously against the law, these kinds of things. But if a story, a well-researched story by the New York Post, which chronicled Hunter Biden and different deals and so forth, and who was the big guy and the emails, and that gets suppressed, well, now you're a publisher and you don't enjoy those protections that you have under the law.
Well, our buddy Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website posted something yesterday that Mr. Zuckerberg said during his testimony about the Lord's Prayer. And he said that they were well within their rights because it offended people to post religious and political things, including the Lord's Prayer, which some people find offensive. And Frank turned around and posted it right away and said, look what Zuckerberg says. Well, screw him. I'm going to post this up there, and if they don't like it, they can blah, 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 and all that stuff. Well, guess what?
What's up?
He got flagged for a mostly false statement.
Wow. Well,
I heard and went back to make sure Zuckerberg say that.
Right. Well, again, this is, if it's an open platform and people with seriously held religious beliefs and statements, they should be able to make those statements. You know, I see a lot of things that would be offensive. But in a grown-up world, if we see things that are offensive, we move on. We learn how to deal with the fact that other people might have different views than you do.
Well, you know who CNN's Jake Tapper is, right?
Sure.
He made a comment about people won't be celebrating Christmas this year. And Reverend Graham came out, Billy Graham's son, came out and said, Franklin Graham, said to CNN's Jake Tapper, despite your gloom, Christmas will be celebrated all around the world.
Well, of course it will be. It may look different in the sense that a lot of people may not be traveling for Christmas or gatherings may not be as big, but there's no way, and CNN can't cancel Christmas any more than the man on the moon, basically. People are going to celebrate the birth of Jesus. It's just that simple. But yet, it's interesting, Captain, how easily the leap is made. Well, that's it. No Christmas this year. It makes no sense, but it certainly does seem to feed into an agenda.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens. And by the way, Lindsey Graham said that voting by mail will be the end of the Republican Party without some sort of bipartisan signature verification on all of the ballots, because we do know that a number of these ballots were counted without any verification at all as to who sent them in.
Well, and that was by design. That was by design because, again, the Democrat Party officials realized that they had a real opportunity with this crisis of the coronavirus.
And we said that.
That's right. And so, now, under normal circumstances, Captain, how long would it take to actually implement a national vote-by-mail procedure? And, of course, there would be studies. There would be a lot of debate about it. But they ramrodded it through because of the crisis. And it wasn't like Operation Warp Speed where we're trying to develop a vaccine. This was a purely, pure political power grab because they know how it would work out for them because the fraud is so easy to do.
Now, we know that there is a lot of trouble and a lot of comments being made about the president saying that we're going to cut down on our troops in Afghanistan and Iraq, and we're going to bring a large number back, right?
Right, right.
And we're hearing a lot from Joe Biden. He's saying, well, that's wrong. We shouldn't do that. We need them there for a reason. They need to take care of Al-Qaeda's not gone, and the Taliban is in all that stuff. He said all that, right?
Right.
Would you like to know what he said in Afghanistan when he was in country in 2019?
What did he say?
We don't need these troops here. I would bring them home. Exact quote of what he said standing in Kandahar.
But Trump wants to bring them home, so now he has to be against it.
He is against it.
Yeah, it's like saying, like Kamala Harris, I'm not going to take that vaccine, or I'm suspicious of
you
the
mean
vaccine.
Kamala?
Right, well, yeah.
You got to say her name wrong on purpose.
Well, but she said that there was, you know, she didn't want to take it if Donald Trump had done it or something, but
okay.
Donald Trump didn't have a chemistry set, and he didn't put that together.
Okay, let's see, somebody sent me, who is this that sent me this message? It's from Emery, and Emery says, and then by the way, Emery's in California, doesn't say where, he just says remembering California. It says, is it true that Governor Newsom was busted, that he broke the lockdown rules for private indoor by having a private indoor maskless party, and that some of the state's public medical executives were there too?
I think some of them were.
It was a pretty good group.
I think it was the size of the group at the time that was meeting. I think that was the basic problem with it. The lockdown didn't occur until post the French Laundry party as it was. He did apologize for it because it was terrible, terrible optics. And if he's asking people not to, you know, get together with more than such a number of people, then he's got to own it. Yeah.
Yeah. And good morning to Catwoman. She's listening to us this morning. I hope you're feeling better, Catwoman. Here's one from Dennis, and Dennis is in Ohio. He's in Toledo, Ohio. Dennis is saying, Captain, are you aware that Pennsylvania has made masks mandatory even if you're in your home?
Yeah, we heard about that.
We talked about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so isn't that really something? I can't imagine how you'd ever enforce that if are the agents.
Well, we had somebody that was smarter than we were saying, well, they're going to monitor you through your smartphone and through your television. They're going to be, there's a camera that can see you. They know what you're doing. No, there's not.
Well, but it does beg the question, would they be peeking through your windows? I mean, at what point, the government, you know, that only has so much power, and oh boy, I'll get in trouble for saying that, won't I? But generally speaking, you're in your own home, living with your own family, or your spouse, or your whatever significant other, you're in close proximity. Whether you wear a mask or not may not even be a big deal, but it's the ability to issue that kind of edict that I think that they really sort of that really revs them up in the government offices.
And then there's Governor Whitmer again. She apparently is blaming President Trump for the Michigan lockdown.
Well, of course. Well, why not? I mean, maybe she thinks that's her last time to be able to really blame Trump for something, you know. But honestly, Captain, I don't know how much longer people on the left can keep blaming Trump.
By the way, did you know that Zuckerberg from Facebook founded the Safe Elections Project that pumped a lot of cash into Georgia for the runoff election?
No, I did not know that.
You do now.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Take a look at the roads and the weather out there again, so don't go nowhere, no how. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
There she is, Donna Fiducia, up there, Carrollton, Georgia way, with her husband. She and Don operate the Double D Ranch. They house horses there. They also teach horseback riding and equestrian and cowboy western stuff and all that. And they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ha out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, this portion of the show brought to you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Make sure you pull on in there. Get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. All you got to do that is say, hey, I was listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and he was talking about pulling on in here and the Flying J and this, that, and the other, and might get myself a cup of coffee. And, yep, you will. You'll get yourself a free cup of coffee. But while you're there, do yourself a favor. Join the Drivers Club and become a member. Because if you get fuel there, you get points. If you get food there, you get points. If you get something in the driver's store there, you get points. And you can use those points down the line for either saving money on buying other things or by going to the Drivers Club store itself and see the things they got in there that you can get for so many points, you get whatever. So, that's the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. All right, we are going to rock again. Going to get a little bit more classic this time. Here we go. classic AC/DC right there. It's a long way to the top. If you want to rock and roll, and boy, I'm telling you, you talk about getting it done there, Kyle. They were on the back of a flatbed truck when they were doing that.
That's right.
Yeah, and I don't know how the guy that does all the bouncing up and down with the guitar was even staying on that truck. Because well, he was getting with it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yep, sliding up and down the side of the truck there. But anyway, let's tell about what's going on out there and then give you a chance. Unsettled weather will persist again through today in the Pacific Northwest and Northern Rockies. Now, there's mixed precipitation associated with this, expected in the Northern Plains, too. Blustery conditions in the Southern and Central Plains into the Ohio Valley will bring fire weather risks into the regions with above-normal temperatures. It'll spread west to east across the U.S. This weekend to the weekend, and we do have snow up in the mountains. And Kyle, tell us all about it.
Well, that's right, Captain. Looking here on the radar forecast, we do see a lot of rain on the Pacific Northwest, also combined with some rain and snow, of course, in the higher elevations. Right now in Portland, Oregon, I think it's raining right now. Seattle, I think, had some rain earlier. That may be clearing out just for a couple of days, and maybe early next week we'll start to see the persistent rain come back, so they may get a little bit of a break in those areas. But we do have, of course, winter weather advisories as we go down through Washington and through Oregon as well. Also, winter weather advisory in northern Idaho near Coeur d'Alene. Also in Montana near Missoula. So all this is happening across I-90. So if you're traveling along there tonight, you're definitely encountering that. Winter weather advisory west of Great Falls, Montana as well, and also in the northeastern part of the state there. High winds continue in Laramie, Wyoming, and we also have, of course, wind advisories in the right around the border of Northern California and Oregon, and also the border with Nevada and that area. That's the Fremont National Forest area. So that's what's going on out west tonight, Captain.
And I just had Trucker Rick chime in here, sent me a direct message. He's up on Cabbage. He says it's getting a little blustery up here, Captain. We got winter driving conditions right now, and it's very slippery, and we are getting snow on Cabbage fixing to go on down. Great show tonight. He's with ICCC, so thanks a lot there, Trucker Rick. Now, let's go over into North Dakota, because the northern part of North Dakota, up along the Canadian border, down into about 100 miles of North Dakota, all the way across, you've got a winter weather advisory there, so keep that in mind. You've also got some winds, and the winds are consistent. Southeastern Kansas and northeastern Oklahoma up into Missouri, all the way over towards Joplin. That angles its way up towards St. Louis, and then again up across Illinois with some winds, gusty winds, up into Chicago. They don't call it the Windy City for nothing, and tonight it's windy. And then across most of Indiana with the wind. We also have wind watches and warnings in Kentucky tonight. There also may be a fire threat advisory in parts of the eastern part of northeastern corner there, it looks like. Watch, anyway, in Kentucky. And also, when you take a look at the lee shore of Lake Ontario tonight and Lake Erie, you've got some high winds up in there. Now, there is some frost to report going up the seacoast, I-95, starting with Savannah, Georgia, on up in through South Carolina, up into North Carolina, and then it's to the east of I-95 over there towards Wilmington and on up towards Chesapeake. That is a frost advisory there, so be advised. And we still got the gale warnings down here in the Gulf of Mexico, Kyle. So tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. All right, and now we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com that just called in. Now, good morning to you.
Good morning.
California Governor Newsom got busted. He broke the lockdown rules for private indoor, had a maskless party, and then, oh, by the way, we also found out he had a whole bunch of big-time state public medical execs there, too. They might have been having a little monetary benefit there, trying to buy somebody off a politician or two or whatnot. I mean, do as I say, not as I do, right?
Yep.
So where else is this going to go on here? Pennsylvania? What the hell? Might as well. They don't know how to vote, do they? Or do they?
Well, we had, in fact, I think it was, the mayor of Philadelphia?
Yeah.
The mayor?
He got caught. Matter of fact, before he did the shutdown order, he went out and had a beer. That I'll bet he didn't pay for, so there.
isn't this all just tiresome?
Yes. I mean, yes. It's really getting old, and they're doing it on purpose, and they're just flaunting it out there, you know?
Oh.
Now, here's the other thing, okay, and I do want to get Pennsylvania into the mix. We have, of course, Sidney Powell, who is yesterday Governor Mike Huckabee said she has the smoking gun, period, end of story.
Pull the trigger.
Yep, exactly. Yep. And then we're also hearing, we heard about Durham yesterday, out of the clear blue sky. Someone came out and said, Durham is running full speed ahead and he's getting ready. Well, again, like you said, pull the trigger.
Jim Jordan said that one.
Okay. But we don't know for sure, do we?
No, we know nothing. I mean, we're like a bunch of snails, you know, in a shell that we kind of like peek out the end here.
I have to believe that Sidney Powell, and we had this discussion, and I'll say it again, folks, for the people that are out there, Sidney Powell is a very reputable attorney, very good attorney. I don't think she would have said something as powerful as she did unless she really had the goods.
I agree with you. And if something goes sideways, you know, there's some people here that are at high risk. General Flynn.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, we're going to be right back. More with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Got to get the top of the hour news in and let your stations identify themselves, pay a few of their own bills, and I'll be back after that.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.